You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He's been very attentive. He's been very detailed in terms of the meetings. He's taking great notes. He's asking excellent questions. The more we're out on the grass together, we're figuring out what we can put in the morning and what we can execute later on in the afternoon. And so that's been the fun part of it so far, because there's for everybody, there's a saturation level that we got to find what that point is, so that as coaches, we don't ask too much out of any player.
That was Ben Johnson from yesterday, and this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. This is the song Roll Out, which I wish the Bears would have their quarterback do more often.
Who sings this song?
Luda.
I just wanted to hear you say Luda.
Luda. Yeah, I do want the Bears quarterback to roll out more. I've wanted that for years. As much as I hate wide receiver screens, which Brad Biggs addressed in one of his Q&As about how they're necessary and crucial to every offense starting at the high school level.
Just keeping defenses off balance.
He's right. There's just time and a place. So my time and place for more rollouts is now. We are continuing to examine what we heard yesterday out of Hallis Hall when it came to not just the responses that Caleb Williams had to his dad's comments in the Seth Wickersham book that is set to come out in September, but also what Ben Johnson had to say about what he needs to see more out of when it comes to his quarterback. Ben Johnson actually alluded to this in a previously published piece by Albert Breer that was in Sports Illustrated. And I don't know about you, Marshall, but when I was watching games, I didn't think it was that big of an issue at times when Caleb Williams got sacked and then he got up, because, well, it looked like it hurt and we were watching the game at the time and understood why certain things were happening.
I think that was my reaction, is, well, what is he supposed to do? I mean, he's going to put on grin and bear it face like for 17 straight games.
Yeah, you're not going to hop up and waste all your energy that way. Like, that's that, you know, they talk about that a lot in the league. Like, don't immediately get up. Like, let somebody also help you, because you got to reserve your energy.
Pain is real is what I was thinking each and every time that Caleb Williams was getting taken to the ground in a violent manner.
Right. We were also wondering about how much he could survive throughout the entire course of the season. Well, all of that was not just on our minds or your mind if you're watching it. It meant more to Ben Johnson. Listen to him talk about body language and why he thinks this is important.
There's adversity that's going to hit every team, every season. You don't know when it's going to happen. We might lose a few games. We might have some turnovers. And yet, just the wherewithal of we're steering the ship, we're going the right direction. It's not woe is me. We are going to take everyone around us, we're going to elevate them, and we're going to look to forge ahead to what's next. And so it's not dwelling on the past. It's not whether it's last season, last play, last game. That's, we learn from it, we grow, and we move on. And so our body language needs to reflect that as well.
What is that, example that you give to Caleb about body language and quarterbacks that you work with, that you've seen, that you want him to kind of reflect? Or, and how do you come about kind of this realization as you were studying up on him coming to this job?
No, we early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, do we really want to – is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement. No, it's not. And okay, we learn from it. And we move on to the next thing. So, it's body language is a huge thing. Demeanor. We don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
How does that apply to DJ Moore? You know, there were some instances last year where his body language was caught on camera and caused some people to ask some questions. Is it similar with him? Have you talked to him about?
Yeah, we've talked to the entire team about what we want it to look like, what good teams do, what playoff teams do. This is the example we're setting, and this is the direction we're going. So the good news is this. We have a phenomenal coaching staff, a lot of which were former players in this league and did it at the highest level. And what they say carries weight with our guys. They know what it looks like. We have a number of guys that we brought in free agency this year that they know what good football looks like as well. So, it's all about educating, showing them what we're going to be about going into next season.
So that was what Ben Johnson had to say regarding Caleb Williams' body language after sacks and other times during the game. And there have been times where I feel like in sports media, we talk about that piece of it too much, or just most likely we're also projecting at times. There are times where I think it's valid and you can see it on tape, and there are times where people project and say, oh, they're downtrodden here. When not, you don't necessarily know. They could have been partial, you know, they could have been hurt. They could have tweaked something. I know it many times in sports. There are times where you get up and you don't feel right, but then you kind of walk it off and you feel a little bit better. There are times where you are frustrated with the team, so you sometimes send that emotion to what you're seeing. But for Ben Johnson to point this out in a way that I don't think those watching necessarily thought was very big to me. It gives us an insight into not only how he feels the demeanor should be during games, but when he says weakness, I think he sees other teams as keying in on that and knowing how to capitalize.
Yeah, I think the whole expression blood in the water, when teams can sense it, it amps them up a little bit. Whether you're playing football or basketball, baseball, whatever, when you can see a team looks like they're already beaten, it gives the other team a psychological advantage, the players. And I would also argue the lack of body language is also something that people read, right? Because fans will watch a game and see something bad happen to their team, and the players on their team don't seem fazed by it. And they're like, why don't you care more? Why aren't you upset? I'm upset. I'm like, yo. Yeah. So it's interesting because I didn't know he felt this way or as strongly as he apparently does about body language. And I want to see how this manifests, not just in practice, not in OTAs, mini camp, but when they start playing games against the other team. I mean, you usually don't have any problem reading body language on those joint practices because everybody's hungry to hit somebody not with the same uniform that they have on.
Yeah, I pretty much come to the point now where I'm just accepted that fights happen in joint practices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's just a truth of life.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like hockey. You're just going to have to accept that part of the game and figure out how to manage within it.
But now we're all going to be paying even more attention. Not that we weren't, but even more attention the first time Caleb Williams has a miscue that affects DJ Moore. And DJ Moore, is he running off the field? Is he supporting his teammate? What? How does DJ Moore react?
Well, and additionally, it lends more credence to how they end up losing 10 games in a row with that kind of talent. Yeah, and I think this is something we'll probably talk to Herb Howard about at 1 o'clock when he joins us. Herb is in studio, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah. Two segments.
Very cool. But here's an important piece of this too. If you don't believe us, why it's important to talk about what we have for the last hour. How about Ben Johnson? Because he says, the quote is, it's not dwelling on the past. We learn from it. We grow and we move on, and our body language needs to reflect that as well. Okay. Do you feel better when it's Ben Johnson saying it, not us? Does that make you feel any better?
But yes, the Lemmings will feel better about whatever their great leader Ben Johnson tells them.
They probably said I said something different. But,
well, no,
but that, I'm tired of trying to acknowledge to people who don't want to listen anyway. But the point is, there's a reason this is all being discussed. There's a reason we have taken the stance we have. And you rarely see media act in one way that en masse. So consider that as well. And that's why it's important for him to speak for himself. That's why it's important for a coach to acknowledge things that may be of concern to him and his father, his agent. That's why this is all important. And here's the other part of this. If you're the opposing team, you're definitely seeing what's going on. And you're right. What's the opposing team seeing when they notice that the QB1's a little slower to get up than he was before?
That means it's working. And we're going to amp it up another notch.
What
it's,
do I
it's
do?
At a 10. Let's what, take it to an 11.
What do I do sometimes to make a point if somebody's exhibiting anxiety and not you, and there's not anybody in this space, but when people have treated me adversarially and they're speaking with anxiety, I calm it down because that contrast makes them even more uncomfortable.
It's like, why are you not doing the same thing you were just doing a moment ago?
Right. Mm.
Speaking of not doing the same thing you were doing just a moment ago or maybe a season ago, there was talk from Caleb Williams about things other than Seth Wickersham's book and the article with the excerpts from it, the quotes. He talked about more than that yesterday. Not much, but he did talk about more than that. I thought it was interesting to hear Caleb Williams talk about what he termed his coaches already, how it's shaped what he's doing this offseason and hopefully what he's doing next season. Listen to what he had to say about his head coach.
I think part of it is just, you know, different coaches have different philosophies for things. And, you know, that's one of his things is left foot up. I've been a right foot up guy for typically all of my career. And I think I've done it once or twice throughout my, you know, throughout my time of playing QB. So, you know, it's just one of his things. And then, like I said, the details, being on top of it, huddle, we call it PSP, but pre-snap procedure, all these different things matter. And especially in big games and big moments, all the little things come up. And so, you know, I think you know, that's important to him and it's important to us. And we got to get on top of it and be on top of it from the head down. So, like I said, the Ben Johnson effect, I guess, right?
There he says it, the Ben Johnson effect, which we hope will be a winning effect overall. But it starts with that old expression, the adage, devil in the details. Layla, he sounds like a guy who is taking seriously every minute thing that could have an effect on his performance on game day, because it starts with getting all the little procedural things correct. And before you even get to the timing of a play or the choices that get made at the line of scrimmage, you got to get out of the huddle and have everything go exactly as it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that pre-snap is really where your play succeeds or fails. That's a big one for me. The best example is sadly Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's the man when it comes to pre-snap reads. Like that, he does it better than almost anybody. So I feel like that is such a big part of it. What you do before the ball is snapped is how you make it look easier. It's not just using your talent when you need to go off script. It's the fact that in the NFL, you rarely will have to.